Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet right here. Come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Oh. Somebody tell the Lord, if I could just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
press in your
behold the beauty of your face.
The of your
if
face.
I can just press in your presence,
press in your
and never leave this place
never
again. If I can just pray.
Well, good morning and bless the Lord. Welcome to the first week, almost completed week of the new year. This is Friday and we are grateful to God. I am grateful for another opportunity, another day. To see the grace of the Lord. Amen. Well, I know you had a pretty eventful yesterday. The snow and the wind was just something. And I'm grateful to God. I pray that everyone is safe, that you have really taken it easy. Hope you didn't overdo it with the shoveling. I wanted to get out there as soon as the storm was over. They were talking about it freezing up, and I'm really glad that I was able to get out there, and God gave me strength. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for an opportunity to do the things that we do for the glory of God. Amen, amen. Well, it's 1 week. Have you made any changes yet? Yeah, I'm going to keep on nagging you about it. Have you made any changes yet? Have you started any new habits yet? I'm asking you because I'm asking myself. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, y'all. Pray for me. But you need to start new habits. What will be a new habit that you will take up? New layout for your day. That's something that I'm working on and gonna be working on a new layout for my day. What should my day look like? I did not like how my days looked last year. I seem to be processing by fire, meaning whatever was going on, that's where I had to put my energies, and that is so tiring. And I'm looking this year to do something quite differently. I want my day to look different. I want my energy levels to look different. I want to work differently than I have in the past. I want to grow in some specific areas of my life, in my own self-growth and my growth with God and my growth with my family, growth in my marriage, some specific things that I want to do. And so I know that I've got to, like we talked on Wednesday, I've got to let some things go in order to embrace the things that I believe God really wants me to put my time to. What I've decided, and what I'm deciding is probably a better way to put it, is anything that I gave a tremendous amount of energy to last year and it went nowhere is probably not where God wants me to be. Probably not what God wants me to work on. And if you just sit back and think about that for a moment, something that you gave a lot of energy to, but it didn't move, didn't go anywhere. You spent a lot of time, but it didn't, the results of that did not, the results of your time put in, it's not equal to what you got out of it. Probably not where God wants you to put your energies. I believe that when we are smack in the will and the direction of what God wants us to do, we'll see results. We'll see things happening. We won't feel like we've wasted time in that space. And so I'm looking at my 2017 and really asking, where did I place a lot of energy and not see the results of that energy? And there are a few places where I can see that. Very well maybe even in relationships. I want you to think about that even in your relationships. Is it that you are expecting something out of a relationship that that relationship cannot give? And are you okay with what that relationship can give? If the answer is, no, I need more, and that the other person can't give more, then it is just frustration and insanity to stay in that cycle of not being able to move forward and demanding a person be more than they can be. And so there are so many things that we need to look at, and I'm looking at those things. And so I want you to just take some time. Take some time. Don't rush into 2018 and just expect everything to change. You're going to have to be methodical and strategic in 2018. You're going to have to pay attention to where your energy is placed. What is the result you want from the energy that you're going to place into something? That's key. What result do you want? When you are trying to write a strategy, I've been reading and doing some work on how to write strategies, how to write a strategy. One of the things, a simple way of doing it is you've got to put down, okay, what is the end goal? And then for a light strategy, something you want to just see move forward, you need to have four things that you need to do. Okay, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. And that should take me to this goal. And then that strategy might be something you look at in 6 months, or you look at in 3 months, or you look at in a year. There's short-term strategies, long-term strategies. And so as you are trying to work through where you ought to be and what you ought to be doing, that's one of the things you want to think about. What do I want as the outcome of what I'm doing? What do I want as the outcome of what I'm doing? All of this goes back to plans. All of this goes back to laying out plans and seeing what it is that God wants from us and He wants us to do. And so I want to give you this scripture in the book of Proverbs. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is God who brings it to pass. So while we are working on plans and strategies and rehearsing the previous year and looking at where we spent our energies and what results did we get from those, from the time that we spent there, and was it profitable, and do you feel energized from it, or do you feel depleted by it, as we work through all of those things, and we must work through all those things, remember that even after you work your plan and you lay everything out, you've got to be willing to hold your plan loosely. You've got to be willing to hold your plan loosely and say, God, I want your plan above my own. I have to have a plan, but I want your plan to prevail above even my plan. And I think that if we go down that road, if we go down the road of putting God and his plan first, I believe that we'll see the hand of God in a very powerful and amazing way in 2018. And so let's go on this journey together. Let's go on this journey together. Let's see what it is that God might be saying and how he's saying it and what he wants us to do. So as we think through 2017 and, think about and project 2018, don't miss the fact that God is still in control and that God is working on something that you don't know about. God is working on something that you cannot see. God is working on something that you can't even yet believe him for. And so he's going to build you. He's going to work with you. He's going to stretch you. He's going to bring people in your life and take people out of your life. And all of that journey will be part of the process for us to get to where God already is, get to where God is already working, get to where God is already making things happen. God has something for you to do. God has something for you to do. And I pray that you would want God's plan above your own. I know your plan is good, but I promise you, your plan is not as good as what God wants to give you. God has something tremendous that he has for you. And I'm praying that you will begin to move down that road, see the hand of God in your life. Thank God for all the places where you expended energy and time in 2017, and make a determination on where you will spend that time again, and then take it all to God and say, here's my plan. And there are many plans that I have, but I need you to do what only you can do, and that is bring it to pass, your plan for my life. Amen? All right, let's pray. Father, oh God, as we come to the end of the first work week of 2018, we are confident that you have begun a good work in us, and you will complete it. We are confident that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. We are confident that many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is you, God, who brings it to pass. We are confident that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us we shall condemn. We are confident that you want to take us from here to the there that you have seen. And so, Lord, I pray for every person on this call, those who will hear this call later, those who will get this call sent to them by someone else. I pray, God, that you would shake us up. Shake us, God, to see you in a new way. Shake us to see how big you are. Shake us to see how grand you are, that we might know that you are in control and that you are on the throne. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for the cold weather. We thank you for the snow. We thank you for the wind. We thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you for giving us a roof over our head. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for a spiritual awakening that's coming to us and to the body of Christ and to our church. We thank you, God, for what you're doing and the things that you are making happen on our behalf. And so, God, we pray that you would be glorified, that the enemy would be horrified, and that you would be lifted up in everything that we do. We thank you for the anointing that you've placed in our life to accomplish what you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you. Amen and amen. All right, y'all. You know, this Sunday is the first communion of the year. You don't want to miss that. First communion of the year will be 11 o'clock at Spring Creek location, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands, inside of the auditorium of the school, right there on the corner. Come join us. You can go over to our East New York campus by 10 And they will have, we have a bus shuttle that will take you to the Spring Creek campus, or if you can get to East New York, Spring Creek might be a little more difficult by public transportation, so we'll get you over there, and we'll bring you back to East New York, our East New York campus. So we hope to see you there, and you're going to be blessed as we begin a new series, From Here to There, From Here to There. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.